This is my favorite Michael Ciambello song of all time, Wendy.
I think this is his only song.
All right,
song,
it's also
Bill.
His only song, but it's my favorite and it's only. In the studio with us right now.
I'm smitten. Can I just say
how
now?
How can you not be smitten? Michael Nouri is sitting right over there. You know him from, well, the song gives it away, from Flashdance, certainly. He's also on the NBC hit series, The Slap. He has a new movie coming out, The Squeeze. We'll talk to him about all that. Hi, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Great to
meet you. With you the day after St. Patrick's Day. I'm still in green.
You are.
I was hoping I'd get you. Is the river still green?
It is still green, yes.
Good.
Yes, you can
it
go
is?
Take a
it
look.
It takes a while to fade out.
It's not as green as yesterday, but it is still green.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
I have to see that.
Did you have a lovely St. Patrick's Day?
I was in the air. I was flying here, but I had a great time. I just bought I rescued a puppy.
You did?
A new puppy. And he's 4 months old, so I had to make plans for him and place him in a home before I got on the plane to come here, and got here last night, and I'm so happy to be here.
We're thrilled
that
you're here.
But you miss your little baby puppy.
I do miss the little guy.
What's his name?
Charlie.
Oh, nice. That's a good dog name.
Charlie
right.
Finnegan O'Nouri.
Oh, he's Irish?
He's Irish.
He's part Irish.
Yeah, he's an Irish terrier. Yes. he's a terror.
Help Wendy with something, please.
No, I said don't bring this up.
This isn't for air. This is just for this room, Michael.
Go ahead.
Wendy is afraid of Julie Andrews, and you've worked with Julie Andrews. Please explain to Wendy she doesn't need to be afraid of Julie Andrews.
You're afraid of Julie Andrews?
I realize that I have never seen The Sound of Music or Mary Poppins, which is really pathetic. My kids have seen it. Everyone in the world has seen it. And I thought maybe...
Your dog has seen it. The dog you just talked about has seen it. Yep.
I don't know what it is, but I know you were in Victor Victoria with
here.
Dame Julie Andrews.
Here in town.
Before she was Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
we were
it.
Here 20 years ago. It was 95. We were here prior to on our way to Broadway. We were here for about 4 weeks at the Schubert Theater during, I think, the hottest summer in Chicago's history. And, yeah, it was fantastic. So it's really great to be back. And I don't know why you're afraid of Julie Andrews.
I don't know either. I have an aversion to her
Did
for
she
some
say
reason.
Anything about Wendy? Aversion?
I have not seen Sound of Music or Mary Poppins, two of her most I did see Victor Victoria.
Hold on a second right here.
You're going to call Julie Andrews. Get her on the phone.
Jules.
Call Jules.
Hi. Good morning. It's Michael. I'm in Chicago at WGN. We're doing a radio interview. And I am with a lovely young lady who, I don't know what she does here, but
neither do I, Michael. She's been working together for a long time.
She has a phobia. She has a Jules phobia.
Yes.
Can you talk to her?
She's a Jules phobia.
All right, you'll call back. All right. I'm sorry, she's in Gstaad, Switzerland.
Oh, she is. Oh, that's nice. Can I tell you the first time I ever knew of you in anything? And this is 35 years ago. There was a show on NBC called Cliffhanger, and you played one of the best Draculas I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks.
Boy, was that good.
That was fun. You saw that.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you didn't see that because you have a thing about Dracula.
No.
And Julie
no,
Andrews.
Maybe that's it. Red hair, red blood.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe that's the connection.
The premise for the show, Cliffhanger, was three different shows within one. I remember Susan Anton had a show.
Yes.
Right? And there was some sci-fi Under the World show.
Gosh,
and
I don't
you
remember
played
that
Dracula.
One. Yeah, that was fun, you know, and I was very excited about it, and that was my first series. And I was so excited when I got my first series, and I thought, and I was still living in New York, and they were bringing me out to California, and I thought, I was going to make some real money. I was going to have a steady job. And then got to work on the first day, and I looked at the call sheet, and my call time was 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then it dawned on me, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Dawn was the operative word.
Right?
That is what I was going to be seeing for the rest of the duration of the show. That
yeah.
It was all night shoots. For,
sure. Dracula. Not a lot of daytime because you'd disintegrate.
Yeah.
That would be the bad cliffhanger.
But that was, I'm impressed that you remember that.
Oh, of course. And then another Chicago connection, you heard the theme song earlier, Jennifer Beals hails from Chicago. You got to work with her in Flashdance.
Yes.
Best movie.
Indeed.
That relationship. I was so jealous of Jennifer Beals in that movie. Here's why. I was always a tomboy. She was a welder. I thought that was cool. She lived in this warehouse. That was cool. And then she went out to have lobster with you. Every girl's dream.
What, to have lobster with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. That was such a wonderfully beautiful scene.
Couldn't that have been a sequel where you just Have it, lobster.
Actually, they did turn it into a sequel called Crustacean.
Without Julie Andrews, hopefully.
No, she wasn't in that. Okay. No, that would have been crazy. And Jennifer did not do her own dancing or her own welding in the movie, did she?
The next thing we're going to find out that she wasn't in the movie.
She wasn't in the movie at all.
It was somebody else. It was a stand-in who did it.
Yeah. But looking at your credits, I mean, really, you have been in everything. Everything. You've played Dracula. You've played...
You Joe were
in,
DiMaggio.
Yes.
I'm the Joe only DiMaggio. Actor, the only actor, thanks to Billy Crystal, I am the only actor who has played Joe DiMaggio, and that was a great honor.
61?
It was in 61, yeah. That was a real treat, because I was at... Well, I was in 1956, I was at the World Series that Don Larson pitched a perfect game.
Were you really?
And I said, I was 10 years old, and I said to my uncle, I said, Uncle Edgar, this is the most boring game. Nothing's happening. He said, Michael, this is history happening. And afterwards, he knew somebody. He knew Casey Stengel or somebody. He took me back afterwards. I met Casey Stengel. I met Whitey Ford. I met Don Larson. All of these guys. And they signed a ball for me. Do I know where that ball is?
Oh, no. Please, you lost the ball. Yeah. Oh.
You'll find it. It's somewhere. You wouldn't have gotten rid of that. No, maybe in your moves,
gone.
Really?
No, I think we played baseball with it.
You could so tell Billy Crystal's love of baseball through that movie.
Yeah, he's a fanatic. He told me a very sweet story about his wife, Janice, for his 50th birthday. She found his childhood bedroom door and had it brought to their home, and it was signed by all of the Yankees.
No way.
Yeah. Is that
really?
Cool. I mean,
so
what do you
cool.
give the man who has everything?
That's a perfect gift right there.
Yeah, you find his childhood bedroom door.
We want to talk to you about the new movie, The Squeeze, which is opening on April 17th. We also want to talk to you about The Slap and other things. Did you know Casey Stengel was afraid of Julie Andrews? Did they talk about that at all?
No, I knew DiMaggio.
He was frightened.
No. Julie Andrews was terrified of Joe DiMaggio.
That's what it was.
She did a scene standing over a grate where her skirt went up in the air, and Joe DiMaggio was hunting her down.
Really?
Hey, no one's giving her a rose every day.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Right, good point. Stick around. We've got Michael Nouri in studio with us. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
We are back. We are talking to Michael Nouri, and you are in town, we found out. A premiere of The Squeeze. That will open theatrically April 17th, but you're in town for a special little screening that the public is not invited to, or they are?
I'm inviting the public.
Oh, all righty.
All right.
I am not telling them where it is.
So good luck finding
them. People love a challenge, Michael.
But I want everybody to come to this private screening that we're having.
And it's in Skokie on...
It's in Skokie.
Thursday
yes.
night.
Thursday night.
We'll have some details and we can put it up on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and
all
Wendy
right.
Snyder.
And the reason it's here is somebody behind the scenes is from here.
Brian McCormick.
Mm-hmm.
Brian McCormick. Who
You're
has
Irish,
very
right?
Very generously. That's my Scottish accent.
Oh, now you're Scottish. He was Irish.
Oh, nice.
Actually.
You worked with him.
Oh.
Mr. Nouri had to leave, so I'm sitting in for him, and Julie Andrews is going to be.
My lucky day.
I don't know if you remember. This was an interview that Barbara Walters did with Sean Connery, where he slapped a woman.
Well, his wife at the time.
Was it his wife
yeah.
at the time?
Yeah.
You know. Sean, why did you swap that woman?
Mm-hmm.
Because she deserved it.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He went over a lot of fans on that, didn't he? Yes.
In
Yikes.
Prison.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so Brian McCormick, who was a Chicagoan, was one of the main backers for The Squeeze, and he got together with Ann Archer and Ann's husband, Terry Jastrow,
mm-hmm.
who... wrote and directed The Squeeze. And that's how we ended up coming to Chicago. And Brian very kindly is bringing the cast here together for the first time since we've shot the film for this very private public screening
mm-hmm.
that we're doing.
Very private.
Thousands of people.
Yes.
And that's going to be on Thursday night. So, yeah, that's why it's happening in
you
Chicago.
You play a man in this movie who is not a very nice gentleman.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy.
You think he is, yeah?
Oh, he's a terrific guy.
All right.
You know, when I as soon as I read a script and I hear that this is an unsavory character, mm-hmm. I say, where do I sign?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the most fun characters to play. But I am playing the guy who runs organized crime in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that there is such a thing in Las Vegas.
Nope, there is not.
It's probably disorganized crime. But that's my role. I play a guy named Jimmy Diamonds. And the premise is we have there's a young guy who's a golf prodigy, and he finds himself caught between a rock and a hard place. He is seduced by the money that's being offered to him by Chris McDonald's character, and he gets himself into a high stakes match in Las Vegas, and I don't know if I should tell anymore.
Don't give away too much.
Not.
It's
let me just tell you the end of the movie.
Okay, yeah, the very end is. What is Rosebud? Because we hear the name Rosebud and we don't know what it means. Can you tell us what that means?
Rosebud. Yes, well, actually, Rosebud.
Yes.
Well, the name of my first sled in,
oh, it was.
In Edinburgh.
The slap on NBC, you're fantastic in that. You're playing a Greek attorney in this. It really, I mean, it shows the range you have, Michael. You play whatever part they throw your way, you seem to be able to pull it off beautifully.
I have a great time with accents and with ethnic characters. When John Robin Bates, who wrote The Slap, called me up and offered me this part, I was so excited to be part of a cast that included many of my favorite actors, including Brian Cox.
He's so good.
And Thandi Newton, mm-hmm. and Uma Thurman and Peter Sarsgaard and Zach Quinto. Just a fabulous cast and one of the best scripts that I've ever read. And I really think that the show is groundbreaking for network television. It's more like a cable show.
Yeah.
In terms of the production quality.
Yep.
And the writing, and then the concept of going back to like a mini-series format where we have only 8 episodes,
mm-hmm.
Which is why they were able to corral such great talent, because it's a short commitment,
sure.
Relatively short commitment.
Sure.
And this is pretty exciting. Groupon gives you fabulous deals on movie tickets,
mm-hmm.
but now this is the very first time Groupon is behind a digital download of the movie The Squeeze. I love Groupon. I didn't mean to be rude, but I was on my Groupon trying to get this. You can download it, so look for The Squeeze on Groupon. First of its ever kind digital download of the movie The Squeeze.
Do you know how that happened?
Mm-hmm. No.
Brian McCormick is one of the original founders of Groupon.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. That's a nice credit to have,
yeah.
Isn't it? Of the list, Wendy and I mentioned we were going through all the things you've done, Michael, and the list is amazing. What do you look at and go, wow, I was in that?
I'd have to say, let's work backwards. The Slap, most definitely,
is
at the top of my list. Victor Victoria with Julie Andrews.
Who?
Uh-oh, you just made Wendy nervous.
Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
The Gangster Chronicles, playing Lucky Luciano.
Oh.
Playing Joe DiMaggio was one.
Mm-hmm.
Playing Charlie Wiedemeyer, who was a ALS victim. He was an All-American running back for Michigan.
Yeah.
There are many others, but I think those are the top.
That's an impressive bunch right
list.
There.
And tell us about, you are serving as ambassador to the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and also Seeds of Peace. Can you tell us a little about these?
Yeah, there's a family member who has MS, and so in the 30 years that, in the past 30 years, I've been working as an ambassador for the MS Society, showing up, raising awareness, helping to raise money for MS research.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seeds of Peace came about as a result of meeting a wonderful guy who was a writer for the New York Times, who has since left us. And he had this idea of finding how do we resolve some of the conflict, specifically in the Middle East. So he got some property at a camp in Maine and brought Israeli and Palestinian kids together.
Wow.
About 12 of each. With conflict resolution professionals.
Yeah.
And gave them a chance to sit down, and it put a face to for each one of these children, ages from 13 to 18, to sit down and to express their feelings, and then having a face in front of them of the quote-unquote enemy made them realize that they were looking really at a reflection of themselves.
What a great idea.
It was a brilliant idea, and it's still working.
That's
and now
fantastic.
The kids go back to their respective homelands as seeds of peace.
That's awesome. And I just heard something in the news today. I wanted to double check on it, but now they're saying hypertension medication is found to offer some protective effects against MS symptoms. That was just released today. So the good work that the MS Society is doing is really helping people.
That's fantastic. I didn't know about that. That's great news.
Yeah. We have wanted to talk to you, Wendy and I, forever, and you certainly didn't disappoint us, Michael. You're so talented and a great guy, so we wish you nothing but big success
in
the future.
Well, that's very kind of you. It's been really a wonderful way to start my day. Thank
Good.
You. I love being here in Chicago, and thank you for your hospitality.
You're very welcome.
Come back another time you're in Chicago,
whenever you
will
want.
You, please?
How's 4 o'clock?
4 right, o'clock good. Will work.
You're not here, but
you can somewhere. Come to our house.
Yeah, stop by the house.
You can get Bill, have you for a little while, and then come to my house.
Yes, and may I say thank you for having me also.
This Squeeze is going to open theatrically.
Don't forget me.
And
say hi to Jules for me, Dame Jules.
April 17th for the Squeeze, and the slap is right there on your television on NBC. Thank you, Michael. Really a pleasure to meet you. Really
Thank you
appreciate
both
it.
So much. Thank you.
More in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.